Welcome to Wealth on Main Street, where conversations about growing your wealth are fun and entertaining. Wealth isn't just about money. It's the skills and the knowledge that we develop to pass on to future generations. Tune in each week to grow your mindset and your net worth at the same time. Welcome back to Wealth on Main Street. We're excited not only for the recent rebrand of the podcast, so that's pretty cool, but also we just did an amazing global live stream to launch our brand new book, Don't Spread the Wealth. September 12th is officially known as Don't Spread the Wealth Day going forward. We had an incredible interview with our book publisher, a wonderful human being, Carrie Oberbrunner, as he discussed the opportunity that this book represents for all of our clients and the people we love to serve, as well as the inspiration for crafting the book in the first place and what we're hoping to accomplish in sharing this incredible message with the world. This takes Nelson Nash's incredible Becoming Your Own Banker process and really infuses it into the family world and the family meetings that we want to help everyone create so that the money, the effort, the capital, the cash flow that you're working so hard to build and create can maintain and stay with you and your family for as many generations as possible. Go ahead, tune in to the global live stream.
Hey folks, I have an amazing show for you today. In fact, this is big launch day for these guys. They've already hit massive records and the book is officially launching today. But this is Don't Spread the Wealth with Richard Canfield and Jason Lowe. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. Outstanding.
Excited to be with you, Carrie. About the book, excited about the people getting a chance to read it, and hopefully the amazing value it'll provide to all the families and the people that get a chance to dig through the content.
You guys are amazing to work with. My team loves you to death. I do too. And you're doing incredible things in Canada, but actually it's blowing up internationally. So I'm going to start with Jason, and then I'm going to like kind of feed you guys some questions to learn more about this. But Jason, what is Ascendant Financial, first of all?
Well, Ascendant Financial in Canada is a life insurance agency that we've been specializing since inception on the implementation of the process of becoming your own banker, the infinite banking concept, which is really the root of, you know, what gave rise to this book and this journey that, you know, Richard and I have been on with our families, and that we've been coaching literally thousands of families from coast to coast. And we operate in the United States as LifeEva. And what gave rise to us expanding into the US was the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast. A large percentage of our listening audience were Americans reaching out to us saying, look, we know that you're headquartered in Canada, but can you connect us to somebody in the United States who can help us with this process? And so, as these dominoes tipped over, Rich and I got together and said, let's write this and let's get this book out there. And Carrie, you and your team helped us with every aspect of this, from the title, cover to cover, everything inside the book. And Rich and I are eternally grateful to you and to your team for that, because this book wouldn't be in our hands today if it weren't for you and for your teammates. And so credit to you guys too. We should be showcasing you on this.
Well, I love the title. I'm not going to lie. I love the title. And I love the fact that you guys are really good clients, because, you know, nobody likes it when somebody hires experts and then they're like, no. You know, they just shoot you down. But you guys really caught on right away. Like, spread the wealth, of course, is a statement that a lot of people say, you know, spread the wealth, but don't spread the wealth. Richard, if you can tell us, like, give us, why is that infinite banking resonation right there?
When people think about spreading the wealth, they're thinking about being altruistic and, you know, helping out others. And we encourage people to do that. But where does the best help live and reside? It resides in the home. Where can everything begins and starts in the home. All of our energy goes there. The things that we do, the reason we have a lot of purpose and mission in life is to do things to support our family, have a great family life, all the things we want to enjoy and create. And so what happens though is stress can get created in the household. And one of the number one leading causes of stress is money conversations or the lack thereof. It's just the subject of money has sometimes almost an oppressive feeling to some people. But if you can take that subject and you can make it fun and engaging and conversational and change the mindset, change the environment around it so that you aren't spreading the wealth, but you're keeping the money in the family and you're having a great time having conversations about how you can go about do that, which is really what this book is all about. It's how to leverage the family banking system so that you can own all the gold, make the rules, which is very important to me, and enjoy generational riches. Far too often, the money that people make transitions out and it goes to the tax man, it goes to creditors, it goes to everyone else, and there's left only a little bit that gets left over for the next generation. And if they're not trained and taught what to do with that resource, which isn't about the money, it's about the mindset around what money can do. Mm-hmm. And so if we train toward that endeavor, there's so much more prosperity that can be created. And that's really the focus of what this book is all about.
Wow, I love this. So Jason, look at the three benefits. Learn how to leave behind old habits on how to create continuity with money. Discover how to conduct a family banking meeting. Ooh, that's good. And have impact not only on your children's lives, but their children and future generations. Jason, you are just returning, or maybe you're still in France or Italy or wherever you were. I saw you booking all over the world. But I mean, that's kind of what money allows you to do, is give you options to create these memories. And I think you just posted on social media, maybe today, but I think you said, this is my why.
Yeah.
And it was your family. See, I follow you guys. But talk to us about that. What does money do?
It helps you achieve freedom. It helps you achieve freedom of time, purpose, relationship, and having cash confidence addresses the one thing that I believe just can't be measured, which is stress. And so when you're in a position of, you know, you've heard the expression, money can't buy happiness, right? All three of us have heard that.
Oh yeah.
A broke can't buy you anything. And so it's legacy over money. You know, people think that wealth is money, and it's not. Wealth is the freedom of time and purpose and relationships and being able to do the things with your family that bring you joy and that fascinates you. And that's what's most important. Everything begins and ends with family. But the fact of the matter is that the families that we, Richard and I and our teammates, are blessed to talk to every day, they're not in that situation. They're in a situation where they're doing all the work. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is getting all their money. The government's hovering over their balance sheet and their personal net worth and business net worth with a giant fork and knife just waiting to devour all of their assets. Mm-hmm. So if you're even the least bit effective at accumulating wealth, you've got a problem because you're on the government's radar. And when you put yourself in a position where you can shield all of that accumulation from onerous taxation, you immediately have more resources financially to do great things with your family, for the community that you live and work in, for your teammates, if you own and operate a business. And so with Rich and I having specialized in this process of becoming your own banker, the infinite banking concept, going into our 16th year of specializing in this process, it has been absolutely transformational. And this is evidenced by, gosh, I think, Rich, we're up to almost 2,000 five-star Google reviews. If you can find any other life insurance agency that has even two five-star Google reviews, because everybody avoids that subject like the plague, and yet we've got thousands. How can that be? It's because of people's transformational experiences that they have been on since working with us. And this is now literally ramped up to an incredible opportunity now that we're in the American marketplace, and this process doesn't recognize any borders. And so we're serving people literally across North America. And what an incredible privilege. And that's just very humbling. Rich and I would have never envisioned this when we first got going on this journey. We didn't envision where we are today. And now, being in a position of cash confidence, we can build an even bigger future because we recognize that future is entirely our property. It hasn't happened yet. And so readers of the book can do the very same thing. They can do exactly what Rich and I are doing. You just have to get the book, read the book. And when you do that, You take away the L and you replace it with a W, a winner.
Well, and Jason mentioned an important word. He said transformational. And often in the financial space, most things are looked at in a transactional basis. A lot of things are highly transactional. Like, you're even trained to look at your bank statement in a transactional. What are you doing? You're looking for the transactions, right? You're going to go and invest in something. Well, you're going to make a transaction to go do that, which, by the way, is the movement of money, which is the process of banking. And, wow. And being able to control and understand the rules around that and have a greater level of autonomy and, again, making the rules. If you can be in a position where you can make the rules around your financial life and objectives, and then you can encourage and have conversations with your family members, your spouse, you know, the matriarch, the patriarch of the family, the kids, the grandkids, and do it in such a way where it's fun and engaging, there's so much more potential to maintain and keep the productive nature of what's going on. And, like, you know, I think there's something empowering about being able to go on a family vacation and have all these wonderful and amazing memories. But then if you can incorporate and lock in that joy that you experience and those powerful memories and use that as a platform to be able to also have, hey, let's have our family banking meeting here, you know?
Yeah.
And let's anchor those incredible memories and positivity to also this conversation around money, but do it in a way that's very constructive. And one of the great things that we put together with the book, we have a whole whack of bonuses. I think there's like 5 hours of incredible content that people can get when they get the bonuses. But one of the things we've created is a 15-page guide on how to host and conduct your own family banking meeting that you can download as available as one of the bonuses. And it'll go through even some examples and some exercises that you can do, almost like some game-oriented things that you can do around kids at some different ages, is to try to incorporate basic principles and lessons with them and bring them along the journey. So they're included in that learning process. You know, my daughter, Nora, she's going to be turning seven very soon. And, you know, she doesn't understand everything. She doesn't know anything about insurance. She doesn't know about all these, you know, terms and things that we learn over time, but she understands we have a family bank, and she knows that when we access money from the family system, we have to put it back in. Cause if we don't, the reason we have to put it back in, she'll say, "Dad, so we can use it again later."
Wow.
She understands these very simple and basic premises, and it's not overcomplicated. It's actually very simple. And if we just get down to those core elements, those lessons will reside with them for the rest of time.
Yeah.
First time I heard this infinite banking system, it rocked my world, because let's just break it down for people, because it's incredible. You're basically saying that, at least in America, I think Canada too, but is it considered a loophole where you can literally, through a life insurance policy, what can you do that is so crazy?
Well, it's not a loophole of any sort, really. It's not a creature of the tax code. You know, these dividend paying whole life insurance contracts have been in existence longer than the IRS or the Canada Revenue Agency. What an idiotic name for an agency that, you know, steals from people every day. But that's a whole other subject. The whole essence of the infinite banking concept is to control how you finance all the things that you need throughout your lifetime, and to recapture the interest that you presently pay to banks, credit card companies, finance companies for all of those things that you need to finance throughout the course of your lifetime. So you're putting money, real money, in premium for these dividend paying whole life insurance policies, ideally a system of policies where you're insuring everyone that you have a beneficial interest in your family and in your companies, and then leveraging access to cash by borrowing against the ever increasing cash value of these life insurance policies without interrupting any of its daily growth, without triggering any tax. You can contribute almost unlimited sums of money, and you have ready access capital on demand on your terms to go and finance all the things that you need, including investments, property, vehicles, appliances, you know, college education. The list goes on and on and on. Think of all the things that you've spent money on up to this point in your lifetime, and regardless of how you financed them, cash, leasing, financing, loans, theft, regardless of how you acquired these things, it's a permanent transfer of money away from you. So when you go and buy that car, right, You go and buy that car. You either leased it, financed it, borrowed money to buy it, or you saved up cash in someone else's bank and withdrew it to buy the car. Well, the money's gone. You've got the car, but someone else got all your money. Whereas when you follow the process outlined and don't spread the wealth, you're not changing your financial objective, which is to buy the car, invest in insert product here, go buy the rental real estate. You're not changing the financial objective. You're changing the process by which you're achieving that objective. And
wow,
your net worth is increasing every day uninterrupted, and it can't go backward. And so, but don't take our word for it. Read the book.
That's so amazing. So you look at any city, and the most, the tallest buildings are the banks.
Yeah.
So you're saying, rather than you contributing to the system, you become the system.
That's right.
Wow.
And, yeah, we should have named the book that.
It becomes the
You're always engaging in the banking process somewhere. It's unavoidable. You can't stop that process. It's happening in your life right now.
Yeah.
Everyone actually already is their own banker. The problem is that they're actually abdicating the responsibility of doing the job to someone else.
Wow.
So they need to take the responsibility back. But the first step is actually knowing that you can.
Yeah.
And we teach you and train you how to do that in this book. But more importantly, it's not about you. It's about everyone that you love and care about that surrounds you. And it's not just training you, it's training all the people that matter to you as well.
Yeah.
That is gold. Wow. And I love the subtitle. You mentioned it just a moment ago. But I mean, this book is hot. And Amazon knows it's hot. That's why they've put it as the number one bestseller. But how to leverage the family banking system to own all the gold, make the rules, and enjoy generational riches. Like, who would say, nah, I only want two of the three? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's, we always ask people as we're coaching, you know, in our webinars, our live events, our quarterly group client coaching sessions, the one-on-ones that we have, we're always asking people to take a moment and just tap into logic. So if you know that your money must reside somewhere, that's a fundamental truth.
Mm.
If you know that you finance everything that you buy, even when you pay cash for things, because you're always working with borrowed money, you either pay interest to someone else or you give up the opportunity to earn interest on the cash that you spend permanently, not just for you, but for every generation that comes after you. If you know that you can store money inside of an entity where you can contribute almost unlimited sums, get guaranteed daily buildup, pay no tax on that daily buildup, have ready access to money, capital, on demand, on your terms, shield all of that accumulation from tax, logically, how much of your capital do you not want residing there?
Interesting.
Right? Wow. Because people get into that, well, I have to make a decision because I've got a pool of resources. It needs to reside somewhere. So I have to decide where it should reside. Well, from this very place, you can go and do all those other things financially that you would have done with that money pool. You're just changing one step in the process, and that's where your money resides. And you become a co-owner of the life insurance company.
That's crazy.
So, Kerry, think about this. Go back to the last financial crisis.
Yep.
Okay. Does that bring up feelings of peaceful, stress-free way of life? Of course not.
No.
But you know how many life insurance companies failed during that crisis? Zero.
Really?
They're the most financially solvent institutions on the planet. And so, again, tapping into logic, if you know that you can co-own an entity that is the most financially solvent on the planet and that your money must reside somewhere.
Yeah.
What better place to have it reside than here? And then from that place, you can go and do all of those things that we just described, which is financing. And Richard hit the nail on the head. He said, most people abdicate the responsibility, but even equally as important, they abdicate the opportunity that becoming their own banker represents for their family.
Wow.
Just tally it up. Kerry, just think about your own life. Think about all your family. How much money do you think has flowed through your family's hands up to this point in all their lives?
Wow.
We want the money flowing into your family's hands, not through their hands. And that's what the book, Don't Spread the Wealth, will show you exactly how to do that. And with all the bonuses that Richard, all the credit to Richard, like he assembled that whole bonus basket because that's part of his unique ability. That's part of his creative genius.
Yeah.
Credit to Richard. He assembled that whole thing. And so these bonuses are going to blow your mind. This is like content that people, Rich, they pay us a lot of money for.
It's amazing.
And we're providing it. So we're not spreading the wealth. We're giving people valuable resources that are going to transform their lives. If they look at this and read it with an open mind, it's going to open their eyes to a whole new financial world. We guarantee that. Isn't all that right. good?
That's crazy good. That is amazing. So I know
that's my pitch for the book. I thought that was pretty good. That was
really good. I know we only have about 3 minutes left. Let's talk about this guy, R. Nelson Nash, because as amazing as this infinite banking system is, you've all, the moment I met you guys, you've told me this guy's name. So what, did he come up with it? Did he leverage it? What tell me about it, Richard.
Nelson created the, the infinite banking concept. And he was an individual that there's certain people that just come into your life, Kerry, and they leave a mark that's so unshakable. Like they're just always with you. And Nelson is one of those people, but he wasn't that for just us. He's been that for like hundreds of thousands of people.
Gee. In fact, you held that book up. Somebody gave me that book years ago. And I just realized that that's fantastic.
You know, it has sold more than 550,000 copies and it is self-published. What do you think of them apples?
That's crazy. Wow.
And it was published originally in 2000. And so, you know, like anything, especially being a book publisher, you understand self-published book can take a while. And at the time of 2000, the resources that we have today didn't exist then. So this is really something that's grown very naturally. It's a grassroots movement of people sharing this and passing it on and handing it out and giving it to people and kind of growing organically in that way. And it really revolutionized and shaked everything to my core. And so everything that we do, our book is inspired by Nelson and his work. And it's really a dedication to what he's taught us and taking his premise, his concept, and now incorporating the other things that aren't in his book that we want to make sure people understand, which is how do we take the knowledge base of Nelson and what he actually did with his own family, the way that he started to help engage and incorporate them into the family system. And how can we now share that with other people so that they can operate in this financial aquarium? If you think about an aquarium, it's an ecosystem. It can be a thriving ecosystem as long as it's maintained.
Wow.
Okay. And so the water cycles, it flows through, but you don't always have to add a lot of new stuff. It's just like, it just can keep going like that. It's this living, breathing ecosystem. That's how your financial environment can be as a family if you understand how to do it. Yeah. And that's what Nelson taught us, and he coached us through it. He was our friend, our mentor. We both loved him so dearly. There's an incredible documentary film, This is Nelson Nash, that you can go watch. We can go to nelsonnashfilm.com and you can watch that incredible film, which, you know, thanks to Jason, exists, and we were able to record together and interview with Nelson. But that's taking his legacy one step further. And this is our way of saying, how can we help a lot of people in the way that Nelson did, and also in the same time, encourage people to get to know who Nelson was and his ideas, his mindset, his way of thinking about the world, that you can incorporate positive and profitable financial methodologies into your life.
I see you guys definitely blowing up. I mean, you're igniting souls. I mean, that's why we're a brand match for sure. So you're doing it your way. We're doing it our way. But this is incredible. I just want to encourage people, two actions to take. Number one, get the book. Number two, go to their websites because they have a ton of value. And I know there's going to be people beating down the door to work with you guys because this is truly revolutionary, you know, in a time in America and around the world where we don't know what is for sure anymore. And this is a thing where you can take back control, own all the gold, make the rules. This is exciting, guys. I'm really honored that you are sharing this wisdom of wealth with us today.
Well, we're grateful to have you and your teammates supporting us on this journey. So thank you sincerely. Credit to you and to your teammates. You've been exceptional.
Awesome. Congrats on the book launch, guys. And get your copy today, everybody. We'll see ya.
Thanks for tuning into our global live stream that we did with Carrie Oberbrunner. That was so much fun. And it was such a blessing to be able to share this wonderful journey of creating this new book. We are working on several new books presently, and we look forward to having more wonderful book launches that we get to share with our incredible audience. Thanks for being you. Stay tuned for more incredible content. And if you haven't already, take a look. There's a new video that just popped up that you should be clicking on so you can continue your journey of learning. There's always something new to discover. Thanks.